everybody.
Hi.
How's everybody doing today? So let's get started. Kat, how's everything going? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I got my horror jammies on from Creepy Company. Love it. Very comfy. Nice and loose. Nothing too constraining, constricting. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So today, since we're a little bit, quarantined because of the hurricane and stuff, we're having a very nice, comfy night. I got my pajama pants and just my Halloween shirt, and I got my little cozy blanket.
I got my pillow.
Nice. So let's start by just discussing a little bit of our hurricane stuff. So if you don't mind, Kat, I'm going to take the reins on when I first moved here, and then you can tell us all about your situation also. Okay, so I moved to Florida sometime in 2017, and I moved here as soon as Irma was on its way. I did not know. I was not prepared. I don't know. Who knows? You know, it's not something that I ever dealt with, especially living in California. So I got here, brand new apartment. I got food, all the perishable items, food, vegetables, about, $200 worth of groceries to get me through. Since I had freshly moved, you're going to need everything, brand new. So I did not know this, that you're not supposed to do that, especially when a hurricane is approaching. And I lost everything. All of my groceries were gone. I had stayed over at my significant others at the house, which were no longer together. But I stayed in Orlando, and the storm went to Orlando. So I remember just being in the living room with like five other people, the windows rattling, everything rattling, and me thinking, why did I move here? What the hell is this? What's going on? And people being like, don't stand near the window. You're going to get, you're going to get obliterated. And I'm like, what the fuck? So Irma was a tough lesson on how and what not to do. And I learned very quickly that when a storm is approaching, that's not a very good time to buy perishable items. What about you, Kat? What was your harshest hurricane story?
Well, I was just turned 14, and I was living in Cutler Ridge, Miami. I don't know what it's called now, Cutler Bay or some shit now, but it was Cutler Ridge when I was there in Miami. And this was like, we just got back from vacation, so we really didn't have any time to prepare anything. We were renting a home, so, they don't cover any of that. You take care of what you can yourself, or so sorry. They were expecting us to still get a pretty big hit, but we were supposed to get the eye and then everything, else, but we were still supposed to be pretty much in the path of the storm. So we put up some boards and extra doors that we had, and just rigged things as best we could over our sliding glass doors over the back of the house, and put like a washing machine against it, thinking that would hold it. So I'm 14, my brother's 11, probably, 10 or 11. And our house was set up pretty weird. We really didn't have like a straight hallway, that's protected. it was more like a circle, like the kitchen, the living room, and then the rooms were kind of all in a central area, like all around in a circle. And then there was just like a linen cabinet kind of before you got to the bathroom. So we were all like in that center area between all the rooms. We had all the doors, the doorknobs tied, and the radio went out pretty quickly. And my mom was watching a tree in the front of the house, and the tree would go down and come back up and go down and come back up. And then when it went down and didn't come back up, she's like, okay, let's get the hallway. Then we got away from all the windows and everything, got in the hallway, had some blankets, was chilling. I was reading Stephen King's The Stand, and I was like halfway through it. It's like a pretty thick, hefty book. So I'm just trying to read, trying to stay cool. Wasn't really a big deal at that time. Everybody's like, oh, a hurricane party, yay, being silly, and we're kids, and we're like, oh, this is fun, yay. And then my parents' bedroom windows, we hear those go, and then we hear the sliding glass door go. The main, and that was like pretty much half the living room was the sliding glass windows. And we had this huge grape tree. Our whole house was surrounded by trees. That's why we really liked it. It was very private. Nobody could really see through these trees. So this big grape tree just slams down, breaks through the window, the sliding glass doors window. And then some of the doors started like moving. And my mom told me to hold on to my brother's door. So I'm holding on to his door. And it's like pulling me. And I'm like holding the door. And then I see the door get sucked out the window. The door just goes out the window. And I'm like, my mom comes up and goes, what happened? I go, door. And I just like pointed out the window. She's like, oh shit. She like snatches me up, snatches my brother up. And my dad, there was like that linen cabinet that I told you about. My dad busted the shelves out of it and threw those out, and it was just a linen cabinet. So me and my brother were put to the back of it, and then my mom was in, like completely in, and my dad was hanging like halfway out of the linen cabinet, holding up pillows from the couch to kind of like block us from any debris or anything flying through our house. There was like tornadoes like going through our freaking house, and we're just like huddled up, terrified. The dogs are trying to get in, and we felt terrible, but we had to kick them out. Like, we had to survive. There was no room for them at all. There was barely room for us. And then Dad almost got sucked out a couple of times. We were pulling him back in with us, and we were praying. We weren't praying for our lives. We thought at any moment the roof was going to come up and we were just going to get sucked out, or the roof was just going to cave in and we were just going to be crushed to death. We just thought, this was it. We're going to die. This is how we die. Now let's just pray for our souls. So that's pretty much what we were praying for. We're like, this is it. Oh well, guess it is what it is. And then somehow we survived the night. And being cooped up like that, I just had like jammies on, and my mom took my book because I ran in there with my Stephen King book. I'm just like grabbing something. I'm just like, ah! She just grabbed it, like chucked it. So, we're all stuck in this closet for hours. We were supposed to get the eye of the storm, so we thought it would only be a couple hours, but it turned out like 7 hours or some shit. It was like forever. And of course, you gotta use the bathroom. So my mom told my brother to like turn in the corner, but his dummy didn't. And I'm like, oh yay, I'm getting pee down my leg. This is great. I'm gonna die. It was covered in pee. Like, this is how I die. And so there was that. And I was wearing really thin pajamas, and my dad, he went next door when things kind of died down. He ran next door and he saw that their house is pretty much intact. So he knocked on their door and they're like, oh my God, yeah, come over here, come over here. And they came over and they helped us. Well, my dad was carrying my brother, and you know, I'm 14, I'm a little bigger. So I was walking over and I'm like holding, I found a tree or I don't think it was a tree. I think it was like the pillar of the house or something. There were no trees. It was just like flat, everything, just nothing, like disaster zone. And I like grabbed this like something and I'm just like holding on to it. I'm like, it's coming back. I'm like thinking that was like the eye, because we were supposed to get the eye, but we didn't. We just got hit the entire freaking time by the damn thing on the worst side of it. And so going to these people's houses, I'm covered in urine, like I'm in a slim nightgown. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. They had some clothes for us, so they gave us some clothes. Yeah, so that was that. We lived. We came back and looked at the house the next morning. Every window was busted. The dogs were still okay. All our pets were good, thank goodness. And we had a one dog that really saved our asses. I recommend, if you're going to go through a bad storm, have a big dog and a chain for that dog. Because no looters fucked with our shit, man. We had no windows. We had no doors. We had nothing. Like, the furniture, the living room couch went out the window and was sitting in the front yard. Like, what the hell? Like, everything was crazy. Chair, you know, cars were flipped over. Freaking all the trees all around our whole backyard was just all over the place. And suddenly we can see all our neighbors, like all of them. Like, we can see everybody. We're like, oh, hey. So we went through our freezer. We had a fire pit thingy. Had charcoal. So definitely stock up on charcoal or propane. I recommend it to cook all that frozen shit, you know, all your perishables, because it's, you're not going to have it for long. Have a can opener. Can openers are the key. Have an old school tourney can opener. Yeah. Opening shit with knives is difficult and dangerous. I don't recommend it. So yeah, there was that. We had no power. Luckily, we always had water. So cold showers, yeah, you get used to it. It's better than nothing. We had no power for about 4 months. And no phone, a teenager, no phone for 6 months. No phone. I just candlelight read. That was my day when the high school finally opened and let us go to school. It was like, yes, warm shower. They let us take showers and stuff early before school and everything. So that was great. We were like, yay, we were looking forward to going to school with something to do besides just sitting around. And they set up a Army Reserve really close to our house. So it was within walking distance. So me and my brother, we would walk down there. You know, they had a bunch of stuff, clothes, anything you pretty much wanted. We ate pretty damn good. We weren't able to, like, you know, do much, but there was food. And thanks to people who donated and everything, which was great. And I got to meet a lot of cute soldiers. I was like, hey. And then when they were repairing everything, there were roofers, like, pretty much everywhere. Everywhere there were roofers. You couldn't walk down a street without dudes on the roof. And I matured early, so I was 14, but I looked much older. So yeah, of course, all those roofers are like, hey, baby, hey, mama. And my mom's like, she's 14. And they're like, they just disappear. And I'm like, mom, why are they all hollering at me? She's like, don't worry, honey. They just think you're older. Okay, it's okay. I knew early on, you know, what to let men stay away. Keep away. No.
Yeah. From my hurricane experience, I remember having the bombest Chinese food after, because we didn't have power and the stove was electric. So It was the worst because we couldn't cook anything. We couldn't eat anything. All we could eat is crackers and peanut butter and stuff like that. That you just want a hot, nice meal. And the only place that was open in Orlando was like this, like, I don't know, like it was two days later, you know, because the hurricane came. They told everybody to not leave their houses after like 10 p.m. And then it lasted like the whole night, the day next, and then another night. And then the following day after that, everybody was kind of opening their doors, being like, what's left of this place, you know, type thing. And I was so hungry. And I remember I was like calling a bunch of places, and I found one place in within the vicinity, I don't know, 5 miles away, that had a Chinese restaurant. You know, they always open on holidays, Christmas, all that fun stuff. So yeah. they had food hot and ready and available. The line, however, was about an hour and a half, which, whatever, it's a hurricane. This is the only restaurant open. And I remember it, on a normal day, this food would be like 3 out of 10, kind of just very mediocre. But on that day, it was like a 10 out of 10 bomb, because you haven't had a hot meal in like two, three days, except for like peanut butter and crackers and shit like that. So I was like, oh, so good. But that's the only thing that I kind of super vividly remember, is trying to find a hot meal was very difficult. And then kind of all this debris everywhere, especially in Orlando, because the winds got really bad during Irma in Orlando. So yeah, so that's pretty much it. Mine wasn't as catastrophic as Kat's, but we did have the upstairs neighbors, their roof like flew off. We were under the neighbors, so we didn't get any flooding. It was a lot of wind, so we were pretty fortunate to just not have any injuries and just kind of suffer from mild hunger. But that's tolerable. And we have a lovely viewer, Adora. Hi, ladies. Hi, back. But yeah, so now that we told you all of our, you know, trauma from the hurricane, let's get into some fun.
Yes.
So, you know what I realized? Blade also came out in 1998, like these other two vampire movies. So the 1998 was very hot, I noticed, for vampires. Like these two movies, so I don't know what was going on in 1998 that everybody's like, oh, vampire.
We were digging the bloodsuckers, I guess.
Yeah. So do you want to start out with, which one do you want to start out with, Kat?
Let's start out with John Carpenter's Vampires.
Okay. Yes, and I have a cool little thing to show you guys.
Hey,
let me share screen. Oh yes. My favorite character is, I forget, I'm terrible with names, but him. And when he has that conversation with the,
that's
with the
James priest. Woods.
Yes, thank you. When he has that conversation in the bus with the he's like padre
priest, yeah,
with the priest, and like he's just so funny when he's going over to like the immunities and stuff of the vampires. I pretty much compiled a little list, so pretty much the weaknesses between both of the movies we'll talk about today is, in modern vampires, the sun didn't turn them into crispy critters like in John Carpenter's Vampires. In John Carpenter's Vampires, they were not immune to garlic. So, I mean, they weren't sensitive to garlic. Talking is difficult, isn't it? They were not affected by garlic. There you go. That came out right. In modern vampires, you would see them with ropes, with garlic ropes around them, and there would be like a lick. And then in John Carpenter's Vampires, crosses didn't affect them. And the only in both of these movies, wooden stakes through the heart. But in modern vampires, they also have to be decapitated afterwards. And in vampires, they just needed to have the wooden stake and then be dragged out into the sunlight to be turned into crispy critters. So that's a very fun contrast between both of the vampires' immunities.
Nice. Did you have the preview? Did you find a preview for vampires?
Yeah, I can find anything. Yeah, of course.
So, someone's in this Master Thomas Ian Griffith. That is Terry Silver from Cobra Kai, the main master. If y'all watch Cobra Kai, which is really great, I love it. He was also in Karate Kid 2, I think it was the one that he was in. But they carried his same character into the show. So it was interesting getting to see him as a vampire. I did like that. And of course the one-liners, the nothing like a little head, eh, Padre?
Oh my God. Yeah. Or the one that was shared by our lovely friend Larry on our Instagram, where he was like something about you like the wood or something, and I was like, yeah, oh,
does
yeah.
that give you wood, get a little yes. mahogany? Just fucking with your father.
That is that's a good one too. All the cheesy one liners are always so good in this movie. I enjoyed them. But without
and
further
James Wood owns them, right? He just owns it.
Yeah. He's amazing. So here is the trailer. If you guys haven't seen it, it's such a good 90s movie. You guys should check it out.
Have you ever seen a vampire? Forget whatever you've seen in the movies. It's not like they're seducing everybody in sight with cheesy Euro trash accents, all right? They don't turn into bats. Crosses don't work. You want to kill one, you drive a wooden stake right through his heart.
We think we got a nest inside this place. And chances are we'll find a master in here somewhere.
I know your parents were bitten by vampires, that you were raised by the church to be its master slayer.
No one knows vampires better than he does.
Get off my baby.
But he met his match when he met the master who started it all.
Jack Crow.
He was a priest. It's the first known case of vampirism.
The first and most powerful. You are the only one who faced Alec and survived.
The master vampire has a telepathic link with his victims. You're gonna help us find them.
It's a cross.
For 600 years, Valak has wanted to live in the daylight. A master vampire able to walk in the sun, unstoppable.
Biggest nest of blood drinking mothers the world has ever known. Time to kill some vampires.
Behind us! Come on! Come on!
You can't kill me.
James Woods. From the Master of Terror comes a new breed of evil. John Carpenter's Vampires.
Who?
You never told me they could do that? I didn't know they could do that.
Nice.
Yay. And by the way, we don't own the rights to this, so YouTube, stop copywriting me. We're just showing it. So that was a lot of fun.
I did like in this one how the vampire bit the ladies in special places.
You know what? The fact that he was a very handsome vampire, I'm not gonna lie, I would just been like, I'm okay with this, I guess. This is what's gonna happen. You know. And Daniel Baldwin, is that Alec Baldwin's brother or something?
Yeah, one of them. He has like four brothers. There's like five or six of them or something like that.
It's a lot. Nice. So I enjoyed his character, and I enjoyed also the Katrina, the girl that gets bit, and she has a telekinesis, whatever power. That was really good. Like, the story was really
interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the story was good. It wasn't like, hey, we're just gonna mindlessly kill vampires. There was a story. There was like the whole story about the hive, and how there's a master, and that was awesome. Yeah. That was a really awesome.
There's underground shit at play. I don't want to give it away, but
yeah, yeah. And I don't know, but my suspicion's always right, and I didn't trust the church or like,
I know. I was like, why do they always seem to be a step ahead of him?
And I was raised Catholic, so I like already have a very strong disagreement, and you know, you're apprehensive towards a lot of things. Not to say anything too much more than that, but I learned from very young age, question everything. Yeah, that's one thing that for sure I always got in trouble for as a kid. I always wanted to know why. And I always got in trouble for asking why, especially going to Catholic school. It's like, because I said so. And those answers were very unfulfilling to me. And this movie was very, it didn't leave a lot of like unsatisfying feelings of wanting them to know like the ins and outs, because the movie was laid out. And then by the end of the movie, you're like, ah, that's why. Cool. So I felt very satisfied with the movie and the storytelling. Did you feel that?
Especially the showdown at the end is great.
Yes.
I liked it. And I liked how the Baldwin brother ran off with the girl.
Oh, yeah.
He came and got his ass. But he still did the right thing, I think.
Yeah. You
know?
His
he helped him out, you know.
Yeah, his character is very dynamic, because he's like, if I could say a word, I know this is Star Wars, has nothing to do with this, but he's very much of a gray Jedi. He's not in the dark side, he's not in the light, but he's definitely in the middle, because he has his own way of doing things, and he sticks by what he thinks is okay. And at the end, I mean, when he's trying to get the information from the girl at first, he kind of does mistreat her a little bit, I feel. But then as they bonded a little bit more, then you get to know his character a little bit more. And then it validates a lot.
Mm-hmm. What type of character do you think he'd be if he was an NPC? Would he be chaotic good or chaotic neutral?
He definitely had a code.
He's not lawful. He ain't, no. But he does have his own code. Yeah.
He has a code. So I would say maybe chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Maybe. Could it be lawful? Lawful.
Yeah, because I think lawful is
chaotic
their
lawful.
Own code as well. It's not necessarily, you know, like the law of the land. It's they follow their own laws.
He's definitely not evil.
No.
So he either would be chaotic neutral or chaotic lawful.
I agree.
Hi, Taryn. Welcome. We're discussing vampires right now.
Hey, cuz.
So, yeah, I think the only real character in this that could be considered true evil would be the main supreme guy. Because he was just in himself. He was greedy. He was willing to kill, willing to do whatever to get what he needed to perform the thing. Because they said it in the trailer anyways, but he was trying to get that staff so he could get the powers. So I feel like
style. He had style.
Yes. And I don't know why all the evil characters are always the most good looking. I'm like, oh, see, guys, this is why I'm a good person, because I'm not good looking like that. Just kidding.
And I think he's really a black belt. So all the choreography and stuff, he was really doing that. So I think that helped the film as well. Him being able to do all those flips and cool moves, he could actually do them.
Yeah, and like, I don't know what it was, but I guess vampires are supposed to have a very alluring vibe to get victims, right? And but he had that nailed down. Like, he was so suave, even when he was, you know, killing, he was killing with such a suave, like, he was very, like, I don't know, man. I'm like,
ooh. Did you ever watch you've watched Buffy and Angel, right?
Yeah.
Well, Angel, when he was good, I'm more of a Spike girl. But when Angel was Angelus, when he was freaky bad and soulless, oh my god. I was like, oh, hello, Angel.
Yeah, for sure. For
some reason, when his character went evil, I don't know.
Something happened. What was the actor's name that played that vampire? Do you know?
Angel?
No, in Vampires.
The vampire? Thomas Ian?
Valak, right?
Thomas Ian Griffith.
Oh, he's not looking bad these days. Oh, wow, he's 61 years old now.
Yeah.
He's still looking pretty good. He
keeps it tight. I tell you, watch Cobra Kai, man. He's keeping it tight.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
A little hey, daddy.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a good picture for you guys so you guys know what the hell I'm talking about. But I don't know what it is, man. His allure, his like, oh, you know those old school vampire movies? Like, he has that, like, Lestat and, like, that, like, vibe. I don't know.
The suave.
Yeah.
But classy.
For sure. I found a picture so you guys can know what the hell I'm talking about and you guys don't think I'm crazy. Well, I'm already crazy.
They should know that by now. We're both crazy.
if you've watched this enough, then you should know. So this, like, something, just, I don't know, his eyes, his hair, his outfits. I don't know what it is, but it's just the chin.
The manly chin.
I was just like, oh, you want my address so you can come bite me? I'm willing. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just a bite, right? Whatever.
Just a nibble.
And then I'll get telekinetic powers afterwards? Sure. Yeah, that sounds cool. But Taryn said, I was a big fan of the Vampire Diaries, and then it got cheesy. Did you guys watch that show?
I haven't.
No.
I've been meaning to. I'm currently watching Supernatural. I'm on season 3 of like 15. So I'm getting there. But Vampire Diaries is definitely one that I want to watch as well.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of fun. And yeah, like, there's a lot of
Sabrina. I hear Sabrina's really good too. The newer.
I heard that
I watched
too.
A couple episodes of that, but I haven't I haven't continued. But I will.
Yeah.
I plan on it.
So we have, I'm just looking to see
Bram Stoker. See what you're thinking about now. Your mind is just in the gutter.
Listen, after seeing that picture of that vampire, all I can think about is stroking.
Sorry. You're going to have a power outage in your neighborhood and it won't be because of the hurricane.
You're making me turn red. Oh my god. So the Bram Stoker's Dracula came out in 1992. And then Vampire's Kiss came out in 1988.
Started it. I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah. That escalated. When was the interview with the vampire?
I will check that next. But Queen of the Damned, that came out in 2002.
Okay. So, yeah.
And then which one did you say?
Interview with the Vampire.
I think that was in the 90s because
it had to be
94.
Okay. So it was Bram Stoker's Dracula, Interview with the Vampire, and then it just.
And then the 1998 Vampires, you got Blade, you got all of them. And then we had a. Let's see, I'm trying to go through the vampire library that I have over here. Daybreakers was in 2009. Van Helsing, that came out in 2004. Some vampire movies in the early 2000s, but I'm seeing more of like an 80s, late 80s, 90s kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know what you guys were doing in the late and early 90s, but you guys apparently were really into vampires and stroking and stuff.
We were freaking out about Y2K, you know, we thought the computers were all gonna crash and we were gonna have to start over, and I don't know, it would have been nice to have my credit history clean.
So Terrence said he was my favorite vampire, Gary Oldman.
Hell yeah. Gary Oldman. But he's a chameleon, man. You don't know. You could wake up and you've been Gary Oldman all along. You never know. He's so good. He's so freaking good.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What?
I needed a visual. I'm a visual person. You tell me Gary Oldman as a vampire and I'm like, what? You show me a picture and I'll be like, oh, the top hat, the really nice collar, the mustachio, the little goatee thingy. Yes. Now it's coming back. But if you just tell me a person's name, I'm just like.
What? I'm that way with a lot of people, but not Gary Oldman. He the man.
I'm like that with Johnny Depp. I can tell you, if you show me a picture of him, I can be like, okay, that's Johnny Depp from Benny and June, or that's Johnny Depp from blah, blah, blah. But I found
that. Let's get into some modern vampires.
Before we move on to modern vampires, Cap, if I may.
What you got? More stroking?
I want to show. No. Yes. This one's for Taryn.
Yay.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, the curls.
The top hat and very prime fashion. We need this again. We need that. Guys, what's stopping you from dressing like Gary Oldman and Dracula? What's stopping you?
What's stopping you?
See? Taryn agrees with me.
Do it.
Do it. Impress the ladies. Don't impress the ladies with the Gucci watch. Impress them with best Gary Oldman outfit, man.
Yes.
Okay, so modern vampires. Ooh. Modern vampires was very interesting for me.
It's one of my favorites. Like, I love it. I love
it. Is it? Is it bad of me that I kind of laughed when they tied the vampires with the garlic, with like the big garlic strands?
I'm
like,
no, the whole movie, it's not to be taken seriously. Have fun with it.
I was definitely laughing, and I'm like,
laugh.
Is something wrong with me? Because I'm laughing at this. No, should be terrible, funny. But I'm just like, it's so funny, man. They'd like, and the whole garlic thing made me think about, why didn't they douse the, you know, the steaks? Why didn't they douse them in garlic, like the liquid garlic that you get? And then stab it in the heart, so it's double whammy.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, like, or
the
dip
the bullets in garlic.
Yeah, they sell those. I don't know if you've gone to Costco or Sam's. They have those big jugs. You can get literally big jugs of garlic. And it has, like, they're already pressed for you and everything. Mm. They're cut up. So all you have to do is literally put the steak in there and just, like, dip it like it's dipping sauce and, like... I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, man.
But
when the vampires start happening, we'll remember that.
Yeah.
Unless we're one of them, you know.
Unless
they go recruit and there's a hottie at the door who are like, yeah, sure.
And you have to ask yourself, which vampires are they? Are they the John Carpenter vampires? Are they which world are these vampires? Because different vampires are immune to different things, and we're never going to discuss Twilight vampires because they're not vampires.
I'll shoot them. Don't come to my door.
Yeah, those are the ones Twilight that are not vampires. Those are not invited.
No,
and the stupid part is, if he was truly a vampire, Bella never invited him in. You know, he just kind of sneaked in through the window and watched her sleep, and I'm like,
he was a creeper.
You were never welcomed in, man. You're supposed to be welcomed in. And that's why I don't have a welcome mat, so vampires don't come.
Yes. I love that about, what was it?
Renfield?
Yes, Renfield. That was really great.
Yeah.
He had a welcome on his mat. Come on in. Like, oops.
Yeah, no. I would have like a welcome, except if you're a vampire. If you're a vampire, go fuck yourself. Kind of lengthy.
Unless you're Gary Oldman.
Yeah. You're what? If you're Gary Oldman. Yeah. If you're Gary Oldman, come right in. Here's a check if you come in also. I'll pay you to come in. But Modern Vampires was really fun. I appreciated that the girl was like younger. They gave her a nice storyline. The parents part, when she sees the parents and then they go into like some heavy stuff, that was a little like, I was like, that was a little like hard for me to watch. And then the parents were like, we don't know you, whatever. And it's like, yeah, well, it's been like 50 years.
Yeah, that part was rough. But yeah. This movie is directed by Richard Elfman. He's Danny Elfman's brother.
Oh, interesting. Tara just said, Johnny Depp can peek in Luna's window anytime. Oh, dude, what? He's in the hurricane? He's here? Oh, shit. My window's right there. Let me look.
You don't need to peek.
You don't need to peek. He can announce himself. I'm good with that. If he announces himself, I'll put on a show. Oh man. All the Johnny Depp fans are gonna crucify me. It's fine. Good times.
No, I'm sure they'll join in.
True. But
So a lot of the music, well, the music was done by his brother, Danny Elfman, which I think definitely helped the movie. But we have a lot of famous people in this. We have Casper mm-hmm. Van Dien. We have Kim Cattrall, right? We have Craig Ferguson. I love Craig Ferguson. He cracks me up so much. And then we have Udo Kier as Vincent. He was also in Blade. He was a vampire in Blade.
Oh, I wonder how that worked out, since the Blade released in 1998 and Modern Vampires also released in 1998, how they were able to schedule that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him on our show.
Maybe one of them took a little longer in production or post-production or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably Modern Vampires probably took longer to get together and everything. Because I can't see it having a very big budget. But I love the beginning where she gets in the car and then she hisses at the dude. And he's like, I think maybe a condom is in order here. Remember when she gets in the car and he's getting a hooker? And then he's like, she hisses at him like he asks her her name. And she's like, what do you care? Or some shit like that. And then he's like, she hisses at him. And that's what I loved about these vampires was the hissing and the meow, like we heard all these animal bestial noises. I love that about it. But when he's like, oh, well, it was as opposed to before, she had to start hissing at him. He's like, oh, I think a condom's in order here. Like, wow.
So I'm looking at I was going to say, I'm looking at the production. I don't know if this is correct. I'm just reading it from IMDb. It says budget estimated $2 million.
Maybe. Probably.
Does that sound about right for the 90s?
Had a lot of famous people in there, yeah.
$2 million? Okay. So,
but that's not a big budget for, you know, for films. Unfortunately, it should be a big budget, but and the special effects consultant was Rick Baker. So that's why the special effects was really good as well. And then I love the Dr. Frederick Van Helsing with his infestation. Like everything is,
yeah.
This is an infestation. I just
you know what cracked me up so much, and it reminded me of like the 90s and in LA, the whole Compton thing, vampires, they were listening to hip-hop and then they're like smoking weed and like just being crazy in the back and they're just laughing at him, and he's like turn the music down, I'm trying to think, and then they're just like whatever, because they're like, you can tell they're like gang affiliated because they have all the bandanas and whatever designations they got going on. And I'm just laughing so hard because it's giving me like Friday vibes, you know, with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And yes, then I'm just like, whoa, this is a very interesting mashup.
Right. And I love when he's like, what was it? Order of the Crips. He's like, I don't know of this brotherhood.
He's like, yes. I was like, that was great. This scene just cracked me up so much, girl. I gotta show you. The scene where they have the whole like garlic and everything. They got the bandanas, everything. Oh my god, yes. This scene was the best. And just looking for the vampires and stuff.
Oh, that was, man.
That's a good scene.
And then what they do to Kim Cattrall. Like, she's like, oh, come on, big boy, give it to me. Like, oh, she wants it, man. She wants it. And then she gets all ugly. And they're still like, yeah, get some, yeah.
I guess. I mean, the going's good, I guess.
That's the first time I've heard of vampirism being transmitted sexually.
Yeah. There's some interesting things in here. And I thought, it's weird because I thought vampires had no, because they're dead, right? So they would still have sex organs? Like, what's up with that? I don't know. I just assumed. Like in Luna's brain, I associate vampirism with asexualism because they've been dead for so long, they wouldn't have functioning sex organs. I don't know. Because they don't have any blood.
That, but I thought the drinking of the blood and all, excuse me, all of that is like more of a sexual thing for them.
Sorry, so guys, this is adult only.
they could have sex, you know, normally, but they just want to like be more extreme, or the drinking of the blood feels better to them because they're vampires. That's what I always kind of thought. So did you notice a lot of places in LA when you saw it?
No, actually, it's funny. When I was watching the movie.
It was 90s LA. You probably wouldn't recognize it, right?
Yeah. I was
I went to LA in 2001 for a Radiohead concert that was in San Jose. And we were driving. And what did I see? Insomnia Cafe. I was like, pull over. I don't fucking care if there's parking. Stop right here. I gotta go in here. So yeah, we went inside the Insomnia Cafe. Great place to get a bite to eat late at night. And I just had to go in there, and I got this postcard from there.
Nice.
From when I went back in 01. And nice. Me and my brother went in. We were like super excited. We're like, woo! And we went to and they had like a lot of stuff and pictures on the walls. And we went in the bathrooms, and people had stuff written all over the walls. So I forgot what we wrote, but we wrote like some line from the movie, like one of the crazy ones or something in there. And that was fun. And I'll always cherish this. Yay.
Oh yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I lived there for, you know, 20 plus years, and then when I was watching the movie, I'm like, that don't remind me like anything. There's one scene where the girl with the short hair, the short blonde hair, she walks out of a alley looking thing, and then there's like a wood, like a fence right behind her, and I'm like, oh yeah, that looks like LA, like very industrial part of town that very much looked like it. When they're showing like the zooming out parts of LA, I'm like, they don't look like that. But other than that, everything was pretty close, like the downtown areas, the industrial areas. And then when she lives in that weird car junkyard thing, that could be accurate also. But
I know it was filmed there. It was just so long ago.
Yeah,
like I go to Miami now, and I'm like, what the hell? It looks so different. Like, I don't remember anything.
And I moved to California in 1999, if you believe it.
Okay.
So I was living in California from 1999 to 2017 is when I hopped over 3,000 miles over. So yeah,
and you met me, yay.
That's maybe a podcast that we do, like Psycho or something. I should, you know, discuss how you saved my ass and then you became roommates.
Yeah. Or watching the Invisible Man, the new version of the Invisible Man. Like, I had trouble watching it. I started getting PTSD from it. Like, it was
really,
it was me. Yeah, the new one's pretty intense,
really,
with the, yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, I don't do like the girl with the dragon tattoo. There is a lot of scenes in it where I was like, I can't. I had to like walk off, do something else, and then come back. It was just a little too realistic for my personal taste. But yeah, if you guys stick around, I'll tell you guys a little story about how me and Kat became roommates. Modern Vampires was so much fun.
I'm glad you liked it. It's one of my favorites. Me and my brother watched it back in the day, and we were like, yeah, we were just so excited about it. Mom loved it too, and we just had such fun. And, and the pregnant lady, like, I guess she was pregnant when he turned her, maybe, and that's why she's
been
in that state forever.
Yeah. Oh. I'm kind of okay. This is gonna sound really weird, but whatever. Welcome to Dark Hour. When they put that guy in the like red tube thing, you know, they were gonna drain him or whatever the hell. I don't know what they were gonna do. They never actually showed any of the wirings or any of the like mechanical stuff. As you can tell, I'm a very mechanically, I don't know. I like the mechanical stuff. I'm a science nerd. Exactly. I'm the kind of person that will tear something apart, be like, oh, so that thing makes this lever turn and yada, yada, yada. So when they set him in that fucking pot, that red thing, and then they didn't show anything, they were just going to funnel out the blood. I'm like, wait a minute, what tube from where? From his butt? And that's why we can't see it? Like, what's going on?
When they set him down at the table?
Yes.
The table around his neck?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they were going to do him like monkey brains. They were going to get a chainsaw and cut his brain open and eat his brain. That was what they were doing with the tables there.
Oh, that's what they were doing.
Yeah,
okay.
That was with the tables. They had him kneel down and pretty much put the table goes around him, and he had like, you know, his head coming out of the table, and then they were gonna, you know, get the start up the saw. And
I was gonna think it's a lot more intricate than that. I thought they had like tubings and mechanical stuff. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers fancy, but just a chainsaw. Oh, okay, whatever.
Well, they did have, you know, up the ones standing up that were chained up. They were draining them,
right,
from areas or whatnot. And then they had her. I think they were draining from her neck or something when they took all of her blood. And then I love when he just leaves her and she's just drinking blood, you know, powering up while he's taking care of everybody. She's just chugging so she can get her strength back. I thought that was funny too.
I'm going to show you guys what I'm talking about and from the movie. So you guys can kind of see what the hell I'm talking about. Because like I said, I will always try to have visual stuff because I'm like just a very visual person. That's just the person I am. But this scene in particular, when they had him in the table thing, you see the table thing, and they're like, drink this blood. And then he said like a curse word or something. And yeah. So, yeah, those good times. But other than that was fun. Did we show the trailer for Modern Vampires, Kat?
No.
I don't believe we did. We should show that just to show it so you guys can see it. We just went like straight into it, man. We were ready. We were just ready to go. But it is one of those movies where it just takes you and you go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Really good acting. And look, some characters were drawn out and some were just comedic, and it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Natasha Gregson White.
And I'm sorry, and I mean it.
And Rod Steiger as Dr. Van Helsing. From the theaters of Freeway comes a tale of those who stalk by night. But within this deadly world, he's a renegade.
Take your hands off me! I would like to propose.
In this town, the nightlife is to die for. Modern Vampires.
Uh. Oh, you're still muted. You're still muted, Luna.
Sorry. I didn't want to hear feedback while I was playing this because they'll, yeah, technology is fun. But I was saying that it's funny because the main villain from this Modern Vampires is not appealing at all. I was like, he's gross. No, he's not no Gary Oldman. He's not. Mm-mm. If he shows up at my door, I'll be like, "You're not welcomed by Felicia." Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. He didn't have that mystique. Not your type. No, not my type at all. Just depends, you know. Blade for sure was my type, but it was leather, like, you know, the trench coat, like, oh yeah, trench coat guy. Yeah, this guy didn't have no fashion sense. What the hell? He was trying to be like a, I don't know, some Italian wannabe mobster.
Yeah, he seemed more like a mobster than yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, eh. That's why we have The Godfather for that. So I was like, eh. I wasn't really fond of his character at all. But it was very good acting, but he's just not a vampire that I'd welcome in wholeheartedly. No, I'll give him the garlic. How about that?
With the steak.
Yeah, I'll dip it in the steak first and then I'll...
Yeah, dip it in the...
I'll help him out there. But yeah, Gary Oldman vampire and all the other vampires we talked about, 10 out of 10. This Modern Vampire main villain, not so much. And Dallas was kind of a handsome guy, right?
Yeah. I think I would have let him in.
Yeah. Oh my God, we need to have like a rating, like we rate the vampires on their hotness level and which ones we're gonna.
I know. Let or in. Her and her girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know they.
I would have let them both in.
Rachel, and
yes, I love her.
Yeah,
she's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, at the end, like spoiler alert, guys. Natasha, but at the end,
Leone.
Yeah, Natasha Leone. Yeah. She's awesome. I don't know. She's done she was in Russian Doll and in Poker Face. That's
I loved Slums of Beverly Hills with her. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Oh yeah.
That's she did that in 98 actually. Yeah, so right that after. The Modern Vampire movie released in 98 also. She was also in Scary Movie 2. And in American Pie. Ah. Mm-hmm. Dennis the Menace also, wow.
She's usually like the weird girl.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, no way. She was also in Detroit Rock City. I love that movie. That's a great movie. Let me see. I think I have. Yes, I do have it. Hold on, guys. Blast of the Past. Oh, hang on.
Yay. Rock City.
So you guys know that I'm not kidding. I have the Detroit Rock City.
Yes. VHS. Yes. From Hollywood Video.
Disco sucks.
Were you supposed to return that, ma'am?
It's from Hollywood Video?
Yeah. Look at the side. Would you pull it out? The side. The other side. You see it? Mm.
Oh, Hollywood Video Rental. Oh my God, I'm going to jail. Oops, it's mine now. It's been in my possession since I don't know when. This thing's like beaten up and banged up. Oops. It's not incriminating or anything. I kind of let me borrow it and one thing led to another. I never returned it, and it's fine now, forever and ever.
Yeah. did you rewind it finally? Is it rewound?
Let's check. It is. It's all to one side. See?
Yay.
It's all over here, not over here, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's ready. You guys want to watch it? Come down.
We're ready to go.
Totally not stolen. I would never do that. Come on, guys. Let's put this back before the cops come.
Well, I think we got lucky.
That was a lot of fun.
I think we got lucky with the storm. I think we're gonna be okay.
Oh yeah. You know what I was gonna do, and I totally forgot because we were just having so much fun throughout the broadcast. I was gonna tell everybody, hey, our sustained winds currently are blah blah blah. But like, it's a good thing I'm not hearing much, but it's kind of too quiet. Our winds are only 18 miles an hour. They were, when we started the podcast, they were at 16 miles per hour. So they've gone up two. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, hopefully.
I get freaked out. Like, the sound of, like, even rain on a tarp is like, But I learned early on, you know, things are things. They come and go. You know, we lost pretty much everything. So I don't worry about stuff much, you know. I like to collect, obviously. I like to collect stuff. But, you know, as long as you know what really matters, I think that's what's important.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It prepared me.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, that's something to hold on to, because things will come and go, you know. Hollywood Video will have a VHS, and then the next day they won't have it.
They won't, yeah.
So they just got to get used to the fact that things come and go. Don't sue me.
Don't sue me. I don't even know if they exist anymore.
No, they're gone. I put them out of business.
I'm sure it was all your fault, Luna. All your fault.
Me and that Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, man.
Damn it, Luna. Always ruin it. But yeah, Modern Vampires was a lot of fun. And do you have anything else, Kayla, you want to say about Modern Vampires?
No, just if you haven't seen it, check it out. You'll like it. It's a lot of fun. I didn't even recognize it by the cover. I mean, it's a cool cover, but it doesn't really have to do anything with the movie. So it kind of threw me off. I was like, is this the movie I'm thinking of? I wasn't sure until, of course, I saw the preview or saw who was in it. And then I was like, yeah, this is the one. Woohoo! So don't you know, judge a video by its cover, I guess you could say, or by its picture. There's no covers anymore. We don't have actual stuff. It's all digital, mostly.
Yeah. Unless you have gifted copies of VHSs.
Yep.
Gifted.
Well, what I did when the stores were going out of business, I went and bought up as much as I could. You know, yeah, I have a lot of horror movies, because I knew they're not gonna bother putting these on DVD or Blu-ray, or, you know, so like the weirder the movie looked, if it was a horror movie or something, I was like, yoink, and I bought it, and I came home with like way too much.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, I'm glad I did, because I'll have it forever. It'll last forever. And I'm waiting. I ordered Malum on VHS.
Oh, did you?
I'm waiting for it. Yeah, I pre-ordered it. I'm excited.
Nice.
I want it.
Yeah.
And next week, we're going to have our late check-in.
Late. Late checkout.
Yeah, late checkout.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I had a lot of questions for him. Sucks to hear that he had something come up, but you know, it's fine. Life happens. We are all very understanding of that here. And it kind of worked out because with this whole hurricane situation, it's like, let's do a little bit more, just me and Kat. And I'm glad that we were able to share our hurricane stories with you. That's been very good, Kat. Thank you for sharing that story about, you know, what happened during, was it Andrew you said?
Mm-hmm. Andrew.
And I believe that name for that storm was retired.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So let's hope that we have a very restful, uneventful evening. We will keep you guys updated as to how we're doing. Let's hope that this thing doesn't, I mean, I always feel guilty saying don't hit us because then it's going to hit somebody else. I mean, that's never the intention. And it always sucks when, you know, it's not going to be me, but it's going to be somebody else. So our hearts go out to everybody that is in the current path of the storm. Stay safe. Know a plan. And have a lot of willpower to just know when to get out. And if you haven't gotten out yet, it's a little kind of, you just got to hunker down at this point because it's a little late now.
But a linen cabinet, you know, pop them shelves out of a linen cabinet. Find somewhere to the most central part of your home and bunker down as best you can. It's really the best you can do. You know, if you get caught off guard.
Yeah. Something with no windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the place where I'm renting right now, every room in this house has a window. Every room, bathroom has a huge window. The kitchen has a huge window. Like literally everything. The entrance has like the, you know, I don't know. It's like 180. The 180 windows that go from this side of the house to the other side of the house and then to the front and the doors right there. So I'm just like, well, I guess I'll just hide in the closet.
No, you'll come hide at my house.
Yeah.
We'll cuddle up in the closet together.
Oh, can we do a live broadcast?
Yeah, right.
From the closet.
I'm sure it'll be better than the original Blair Witch Project. I haven't seen the new one. I don't care to. I hated the original so much. No.
Yeah. No. I didn't mind it, but it made me very dizzy. I was talking with one of our fans. Well, not fans. Well, maybe he is a fan. I don't know. But I was telling him, I don't like those found footage films because they're like, you're like, hold on. Stop moving the camera. Dude,
I have trouble watching The Office because it does that too.
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
like, you know, the camera like moving around and jerking, and I'm like, whoa, I get motion sickness, so that's probably why. Do you too?
I don't think I did as much as I do now because when my younger years, you know, when you're like a teenager, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. It was good.
It gets worse as you get older.
Yay. When I hit my 30s, out of nowhere, I'm getting panic attacks. Now I gotta monitor my blood pressure. Like, what the hell is happening, man? Just literally from 20s to 30s, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh god, what's this chest pain I'm feeling? Is it just anxiety or is it time? Like, so weird. It's really bizarre that things like that happen, but you know, you roll with it. You learn eventually as things change. And now I know that I get a little dizzy too fast. So with those like movies, I got to be careful. Like, hire a really good cameraman, people. Especially if you have oldies like us. We appreciate very still camera. Like, you're going to do a cool shot. If you're going to, you know, film a cool shot, make sure it's not all like freaking like Cloverfield. Oh my God. That movie also gave me a migraine. I was like, ah, that's a really good movie.
That's a really good movie, though. It's worth the migraine. It's a really good movie.
It's a good movie. I did. I had to sit down, but I had to, like, unfortunately, I had to pause a lot because I was like crazy, yeah. And I had to, like, pause it, close my eyes real quick, and then be like, hold on, let my eyes
balance yourself.
Figure it out for like 30 seconds, and then I'd like play it again. And then when it got too crazy again, I'd be like, hold on. So it was a lot of that. So it kind of, I don't want to say it ruined it for me, but it like kind of made it annoying.
What size TV were you watching it on? Do you remember?
It was like a 32.
Because the first time I saw it, I saw it in the theater, and it didn't bother me that much. So I'm thinking maybe because the screen was bigger, it didn't seem
as shaky.
Yeah,
I guess that would be accurate, because if it's a smaller screen, your eyes are more diverted, and if it's moving so much, you're like, hold on, because it's such a small screen, you gotta focus on it. I might want to watch it on like a slightly bigger TV, and then maybe like fix the, I don't want to say the frame rate, but maybe fix like the lighting on it too, because if it's a little darker, either make it a little lighter so things I can tell things a little bit more, or make it a little darker depending on, but I'll give it another shot. Like I said, I was just super annoyed. I'm like, God, fucking hold the fucking camera still, dude, you're making me dizzy.
The other ones are really good. I don't know if they're shot the same way, but the other ones are really good as well.
Wasn't that one zombie movie like that with Brad Pitt, the Z?
I hated that movie.
Oh, okay.
World War Z. It was just too much digital, too much CGI, and they didn't quite have the movements right. It just, the zombies, like, I get it, they're not real, but it just, they didn't move like a zombie, and they didn't move like a person. So it was like, what the hell are we looking at here?
Yeah. You know?
It's just weird.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was a good story. I really liked the book.
Taryn said, World War Z sucked. Well, I'm glad I missed it. I was like, yeah, this one's going to give me a migraine. So I kind of passed on it, and then I'm glad I did.
See? So. Did you a favor. See?
Thank you.
Helped you out.
Yeah. Thank you, shitty camera angles. You saved the day. But it's like you got Brad Pitt in the movie, but you couldn't afford a steady fucking hand. A tripod, maybe? I don't know.
And most of it be CGI, like your freaking computer couldn't stay still.
Fuck, dude. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, maybe they were trying to go for that like crazy action-y, but
they were trying to do like a 28 days later type of thing with it. And
I was able to tolerate that really well. 28 days later moved a lot, but it was very steady. Like the motion was
the
very
zombies steady. Were moving, not the camera. The people were moving. The camera doesn't have to
be crazy, right? Like, for example, oh my god, the one that has a lot of stuff that's not in the horror realm, but one of my favorite movies of all time, Lord of the Rings. Fuck yeah, lots of killing, lots of everything. The most the most on-screen deaths happen in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
big shout out. But I want a body count, Lord of the Rings, for sure.
Yeah.
And
well, there's some horrific stuff in it too. I'd say it was part horror movie,
fantasy horror. You know, we need more fantasy horror in this world. There, I don't feel like there's enough fantasy horror. Like, give me some goblins, give me some fucking crazy shit.
I think so too.
Like, please,
more realistic stories.
There are any directors out there? Hear me out. Fantasy horror. We want it. Like, we will consume the fuck out of your fantasy horror movies. Okay, I said it here first. But yeah, I mean,
we do not need the unedited version of Gandalf going up the mountain. Oh, there he goes. He's going up the mountain. He's going up the mountain. I'm like, Jesus Christ, when's he going to get up the mountain? Like, God.
True.
Don't get me wrong. They're really good movies. But, and I just can imagine my dad would like love that stuff because he loved like the backgrounds and the scenic stuff. And he'd call it an epic movie. You know, he loved that type of stuff. But like so much. Like, come on. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, the books are very much like that too. You got to consider Tolkien was a storyteller. He would take like 3 pages to tell you about a damn rock. Like, of course, the movies are going to be very beefy. Yeah. So I just enjoyed the hell out of them. Like, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of activity going on, but you never felt, I never felt dizzy or I never felt like disoriented watching the movie. It was always, and I was always in the world. I was always in there with them. And that's the kind of movie experience I like. I like to be in there and not constantly being reminded, oh, fuck, this is making me dizzy. Because then now you're not thinking about the movie. Now you're thinking about, oh, I'm dizzy now. Or this lighting sucks. Or this, terrible. So I like that from a movie is when it can actually help me escape and not make me feel like dizzy or disoriented, and I get to actually enjoy the movie. So no found footage.
Speaking of Peter Jackson, have you seen some of his early movies?
Like, let me look up.
Like Bad Taste, 1987.
Let's look. No, King Kong.
This is a really good fucking movie too. 94.
Oh, Brain Dead.
Yeah, Bad Taste and Brain Dead are straight up like cheapo, are they horror movies? Cheapo horror hilarity movies. Like literally, like dude shoots 2 bullets up at a tree. And 4 guys fall out. How the fuck? It's just too funny. I love it. It is Heavenly great.
Creatures.
If you have not seen Bad Taste, yes.
Okay. I will have to watch Bad Taste, and I will also have to watch Brain Dead.
Yes. Well, we'll do something on those. Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Didn't we watch The Frighteners?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. For one of the podcasts, we can do a Peter Jackson night, and we can just do The Frighteners and Brain Dead, because I see here that Brain Dead is a horror comedy, and The Frighteners is, let me look at it again. The Frighteners is technically fantasy horror.
Fuck yeah. See, there you go.
There you fucking go, people. Exactly what I said. Fantasy horror. It's a genre. Fucking do more of that shit. Fantasy horror is a thing.
Yeah, man.
Well, Miss Cat, did you want to say anything else before we start wrapping this up?
Nope. Just want to say good night and thank you for joining us. And you know, comment and let us know how you're doing. We hope everyone's safe, and we hope the storm just manages to go through a path of dirt or something where nobody's living, just like take a crazy path through nothingness. So that would be nice.
Yeah.
Or dissipate, you know, at some sort and be less windy. You know, we need rain. It's good for nature, but too much is too much. Too much of anything is bad, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, yeah. Stay safe, everybody. We will update you guys tomorrow morning just to make sure we're still here. I'm pretty sure we will. Yeah. But, you know.
My chihuahua was shaking, but she will be. That's what she does. It starts to drip in Mexico. And she's like, ah! She knows. Yeah. Good night, Taryn. Love you.
Bye, Taryn. Thank you for sticking around throughout the whole thing. You were a real, real G. And guys, for one of our broadcasts, let me pull it up before I let you guys go, just so you guys have a sense of what we're doing. I'm pulling it up now. So on, if you guys join us on September 18th, we are going to do a live interview with Zephy Daniel, and we are going to have some giveaways to provide you guys. We have a few goodies that we will be handing you out from Crazed House. So yay. I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time, if you guys want to be entered to win some of the swag, show up that day, and then we will definitely give you guys some goodies. So just come on down, and and we'll let you guys know as the night goes on how we're doing. We'll check in tomorrow on social media and let you guys know. It should hit around, last I heard, 8 a.m., right?
Is it later now? I'm sure.
It was like 8 a.m. because it was like kind of moving kind of slow. It was just like very slow. Let's check right now. I'm checking the... So I said the winds were 18. They're still 18 where I'm at, 18 miles per hour. So let's kind of hope that it stays very mild throughout the night. And let's, you know, send good thoughts and wishes to all of our friends that may be in an area that may be slightly more affected than what we're currently experiencing. And I'm glad it's been mild so far for us. So just stay safe, everybody. And I'll see you guys next week with our late checkout crew.
Yay. Peace out.
Bye. Everybody. Good night.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for allowing us to chat. And don't forget, fantasy horror.